So I always agree with them. I bridge the gap. I get on the same page. If I'm getting a question or an objection, my first reaction is always, good point, good question. I can appreciate that, or I agree with you. That's always how you respond to a question or an objection. I can appreciate that. Good question. Good point. Not all, you don't use them all at the same time. It's either or. I remember one time I went to an organization, and the training organization told all the new recruits, I said, listen, when people come back, make sure you welcome them back to our facility. And this one guy named Javier heard, welcome them back. And so everybody who walked in, he'd say, welcome back, welcome back, welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. And I says, Javier, why do you say welcome back to everybody? I was told I'm supposed to welcome back the people that came. I said, no. They're not saying use the phrase welcome back. There's different ways you can welcome somebody back. He was taking it literal, right? So some of these things here, I want to make sure you don't take that literal. So you're using either or. I can appreciate that. Good point. Good question. I agree with you. The other thing you can use is feel felt found. I know exactly how you feel. A lot of people I talk to have felt the same way, and let me tell you what they found. When you say, let me tell you what they found, keep it short. Don't talk too much. Don't take your coat off and say, okay, roll your sleeves up. Okay, now let me tell you what they found. I'm ready to go, baby. I'm going to impress this guy with how much I know and what I know. Keep it short. What you found is usually always the same thing. I know exactly how you feel. A lot of people I talked to felt the same way. Let me tell you what they found. They signed up as an affiliate first. That way they got enough information to make an informed, intelligent decision. And now we have this package here you can review. This way you'll get all the information you need to make a decision whether or not you want to join our club. Fair enough. Because you know your situation a whole lot better than I do. And whatever you want to do is 100% okay with me. Now, if you said that to somebody, do you think they'd feel relaxed? And would you feel relaxed? It's a wonderful, relaxing situation. I had a guy call me up the other night, KT, I need your advice on something, desperately. Sure, shoot, go ahead. I got this guy in Israel, blah, 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 blah. It was a business deal. And I listened and I said, I can't help you. I said, it's not in my sweet spot. I would be guessing. I can't help you. And because it's not in my area, I can't justify putting up any money. And he said, fair enough. Well, thanks anyway. I said, sure, no problem. So anyways, what are you doing next weekend? I'm going to be in New York. Well, let's get together. Do you follow me? I didn't feel bad. He didn't feel bad. We don't feel bad because I said no. We don't feel bad. But you feel bad if somebody says no. Get over it. And you get over it by understanding the intentions and the beliefs. Then you start getting over it. When you understand the realities of the business, you'll get over it easier. So, during the meeting after the meeting, answering questions and overcoming objections, you're going to ask that person some questions first. You're going to ask that person some questions first. Questions such as, so, what do you think? Well, how do you feel about it? So, Joe, what did you like best? The member benefits or the money-making part? So, Joe, what excited you the most? The member benefits or the affiliate program? So, Joe, what interested you the most? The affiliate program, the money-making part, or the member benefits? You could do a follow-up. Have you ever been involved in a network marketing or multi-level marketing program?